Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, my next guest has written a wonderful book about how storytelling can enhance your qualities as a leader. It's great to welcome Pat Waters. She's the author of Unlock Your Leadership Story to the show. Good morning to you, Pat. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. How are you?
Good. Tell me a little bit about where your interest in storytelling began. It was your grandmother, I think it was Nanny, you talked about.
Yes, my nanny. She's Irish. My family is Irish Catholic, and we grew up with her stories. And she was this amazing storyteller, and she would take fables or folk tales and make them her own to give life lessons and tell dramatic stories of her life and adventures. And I hung on every word. Stories are magical.
And this lady obviously was very animated. And I think you said yourself that maybe you didn't believe all the stories, but they were great nonetheless. They made you feel good.
Oh, they were amazing. I thought she embellished, let's say.
And then you also, and just maybe we can link then your love of storytelling and your history with storytelling to your career in human resources, because again, you've had a stellar career there. You've worked in places like Yahoo, LinkedIn at a very senior level. So where do the two, I suppose, your career in HR and your love of storytelling meet?
Well, I found any time you wanted to drive direction, make change happen, your best tool is a story. If you want to create a healthy culture and get to know people and build trust and you know, have people feel safe to voice an opinion, it's through stories. It releases chemicals in our brains and in a very positive way. And so I would teach and coach using stories, experience that I've had, others had, and it just was a bridge to trust.
Yeah. And I also know that even if you look at somebody making a presentation, for instance, if the presentation is grounded in stories of their own experience or stories that occurred on their journey, it's a much more powerful delivery. Would you accept that?
Oh, completely, 100%. If you personalize it, it just means more. It's more trusted. People listen more intently.
You talked then about the lessons learned from a story versus the moral of the story. Explain that to me. Do the best stories contain morals, or are morals something we should stay away from?
Well, the moral of the story is essentially the lesson behind it. And sometimes in history, they would give you a fable or a folktale with one moral story behind it, one moral lesson. And what I found with these stories, that there were more than one lesson, depending on your perspective, and depending on where you were in your life, how you would interpret the lesson behind the story. And so for me, it was unlocking those lessons and sharing those lessons to coworkers, to my team. And when I anchored them against a fable or a folktale, you had almost instant memory recall of that initial lesson and awareness that made this lesson and the storytelling so much smoother.
And can I ask you then about your view around everybody interpreting a story in their own way? You interpret what you hear based on your own experiences, maybe your own challenges or your own desires. So does that mean we all interpret stories differently?
Yes, I call it touching the elephant. In the first story I share in the book, it's about the elephant and the blind men. And they're asked to touch something and describe it and identify the object. And they got into a big argument because one touched the trunk and one touched the leg and thought it was a tree. And one touched the tail and thought it was a snake. And one touched the belly and thought it was a barrel. And they argued. And it wasn't until someone asked a question with curiosity, like, why do you think it's a snake or why do you think it's a barrel? And they started comparing what they were feeling and seeing in their minds and put together that it was an elephant. And so I use that analogy to say, look, life, you know, what you touch, what your experience gives you a certain lens in how you interpret that story. But when you ask someone else, even the story of the three little pigs, people's lessons out of that story varied. And it was so delightful for me to hear what they took out of that story and what I took out of it. It just unlocked a great conversation.
Does that mean as well that, you know, us thinking collectively is more powerful than thinking individually? Or is that not the case?
It's totally the case. And rather than I'd say thinking collectively, I would say discussing, right? Having a debate. What do you see? Why do you see it? Questions, curiosity make us smarter. If we all thought alike, Bobby, you would stop being curious. You'd stop learning because you'd have such pattern recognition. If I don't know you, I will research you and I'll say, what is Bobby like and what's his experience? And maybe he loves stories. I'll tell more stories. Things like that.
What about a sense of belonging? How does a story give one a sense of belonging?
Well, I learned that back in 2016, that if I tell my personal story of when I didn't fit in, when I didn't belong in my authentic way, and then when I felt like I belonged, and I told that story beginning, middle, and end, it released several chemicals in our brains and to the audience. And the audience is compelled to put themselves in my story. It's kind of like, be aware of the big bad wolf in the woods. If you think about someone taking a walk, you put yourself in that person's shoes going into the woods and feeling there's danger. And so if I share my personal story, there's vulnerability to that. There's courage in that, learnings in that, and you get to know me as a human being. And what science shows is that connection creates a community. It creates more trust. And I will feel safer with you once you know me. And that increases belonging.
And the fact that we're sort of hardwired towards connection and belonging, does that change as we get older?
No, I think it increases. I mean, longevity is shown to say that if you have more friends and you're close to your family, you will live longer, right? So social connection matters. And it keeps our brains and our hearts alive and optimistic and full of love. So I think having a community and feeling a sense of belonging is so important at every stage of your life.
Yeah. And how do you deal with, I suppose, skeptical analysis of storytelling? Maybe in your HR days of people who didn't really get what you were about. So, 'cause sometimes it's a little bit intangible and difficult to explain.
True. And so sometimes I would start with data and a graph. And then I would tell the story behind the data. And when you look at true data analytics and insights, if you look at a scientist, they have a hypothesis. They believe something will occur if they put two things together. And then when they do that experiment, it either passed or failed. And then they tell their peers about their experience. That's a story. As fundamental, that's a story. Here's what I tried. Here's what I succeeded or failed at doing. And others learn from your story. And once I frame it like that, the skeptics see it.
Well, listen, you're Irish, and us Irish, we love telling stories. We love listening to stories. So you're one of our tribe, I think, Pat.
Yay.
Well, thanks for joining us today. And we appreciate you coming on air with us. And every success with the book, it's called Unlock Your Leadership Story. The author is Pat Waters. And thanks for joining us today, Pat.
Thank you so much for having me, Bobby.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.